One of them, it's been a few weeks since the standard of Chomos HaLevavos. So we'll be on a Thursday schedule today. And we'll take a look a little bit. We had seen in the Sikha to the Shah HaBechina that Rabbeinu Bachya enumerated three reasons that we unaware and totally insensitive to the Chasda Hashem of which we are beneficiaries. And those three reasons, number one, is people are so preoccupied with trying to acquire even more and more material possessions that they make themselves dissatisfied with what they have, and consequently they can't recognize what they have to be a bracha. In reality, it constitutes a very great bracha. But if a person is always hungry for more and more and more, so then he can't stop to recognize that what he has already is a tremendous bracha. We saw the second of the three reasons is the fact that we take the Chasda Hashem for granted. And the Rabbeinu Bachya draws the analogy to someone who was adopted as an infant is going to be insensitive and take for granted all the chasadim which his benefactor does with him, much more so than an adult who was ransomed. An adult who was ransomed, who didn't grow up with his chasadim, so he will clearly recognize the chesed of his benefactor. Mashen Kain, someone who was adopted as an infant, takes it for granted, and he doesn't recognize the chasda Hashem. And we saw the third of the reasons which Rabbeinu Bachya enumerates is the fact that our preconception of what could be a tova, of what could be a kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is for us a kindness has to be that we're rich, that we're in the best of health, that we're totally successful in every venture. And any setback we right away assume is not a tova, but the opposite, Rahmanul Islam. When in fact it's intended as a tova to arouse us. Wanted to come, so last time we spoke we elaborated on the third of the reasons. So I wanted to focus on the second one. Maybe let's just read it a little bit. And then try to discuss it a little bit. Hanakuda Hashniya, again, which blinds us to the Chasda Hashem, the Osam El HaOlam Hazeh, is our arrival in this world, their arrival, people's arrivals, Ksheheim B'matzav HaBehemos, when they are at the state of animals, B'sichlus, B'tipshus, in terms of level of foolishness and ignorance. V'gadlu B'tovos Hashem HaAtzumos, and we grow up surrounded by the awesome tovos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'hareihem Bohem Tamid, and we live amongst them constantly, Ad Shenasu Lahem Ketever Ragil, until it becomes second nature to us. Ki'ilu Hem Atzmiyem Lahem, as though it's a part of us. Lo Yasuv Lo Yiporeidu Mehem Koyim Mechayehem. L'ficha Ka'ashem Mischazek Is Da'atam V'Havchanasam, even when their minds and intelligence develops and matures, Einam Mevinim Ofen HaTova Aleihem, people don't discern how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping them. The Einam Nosnim Alivam Lahodos LaShem Aleihem, and it doesn't occur to them to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'glal Iyidiyasam, because of their ignorance, Es Eilach HaTova V'Hametiv Bo Aleihem, both of the quality, the magnitude of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, and also the fact that he is responsible for it, because we take it for granted. והריהם דומים בזה, they resemble other מאנשי החסד שמוצא תינק באחד המדבר הסבוכם עליו. A kind person found an abandoned child, Asafo Oveso, he took him into his house, Vigidlo, he raised him, Vahechilo, he fed him, Vahilbisho, he clothed him, Vahetivlo, Vahol Tzrocha. And he attended to all his needs. Anashir Hiskyo, Vahetin Kol Tzrocha. Until this child grew up to become a mature adult. Va'od shama ha'ish hazeh al asir bidei o'ayvot, about a man imprisoned in the hands of his enemy, asher hevio ha'tachlis ha'inui v'harav v'ha'evim v'mesach zman aruch. And this person was being tortured, and he was hungry, and he was naked for a long time. Nechnu rachma v'alatzavo, his compassion was aroused. The Mochadam with Fayez is Oyevo, Arash Shechurov and Osama was Domov. Finally, he was able to ransom him. Va'asafa Achorecha and Albeso, he took him into his house. Va'asim al Chesed, he bestowed kindness upon him as well. Va'hatevo bemits us, only a fraction, Mimasha hated him also Hatinok, with that baby. Vine Naso Ha'isha Asir, this ransomed captive, Makiru Moda, Amasha Hatevo, Isha Ze Yosemin Hatinok, Ashagoda, Vinishanech, Vitovaso. Even though he was only a recipient of a fraction of the Chasodim, he was much more sensitive to, he recognized, and is much more Makir Tova. So too, says the Ben Abachia, so we are analogous to this, to the abandoned baby. See, the question which Ben Abachia's explanation and his analogy prompts, so why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu camouflage his chasodim so much? I mean, after all, we're not to be faulted if we come into the world without any intelligence or any ability to discern, because a newborn baby doesn't have that ability. So the fact that we're analogous to this child who was abandoned and became a beneficiary at such a young age that he takes his benefactor for granted, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. We're not to be faulted for that. That's implicit in the Bria. That's the way the world is created. So Elamai, I'm not sure if what we're saying now is the answer to the question, or we're explaining why the question is not a question. I think it's more the latter. Here too is a very, very important klal in Avodas Hashem. A very important klal in Avodas Hashem. Chiddush HaRim says that the word Olam, which designates world, comes from the same shoresh as Im Ha'ale in Yalim. Something which is concealed, something which is hidden. And the reason for this, the reason the same Shoresh denotes both the world as well as the notion of concealment, is that the way the entire world is created is that the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world is concealed. And Al Shem Zeh Nikra Olam. And that's why the world is called Olam, reflecting this basic, most basic and most fundamental fact about the world, that the world conceals HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. But from that it follows that to be involved in Avodas Hashem doesn't mean that you get up in the morning and you daven. It means that, but that's not enough. And it doesn't mean that after davening you go learn. It doesn't mean that you go about your routine of Torah and mitzvahs. Avodas Hashem in its fullest sense, because Avodas Hashem is in Olam Hazeh, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is hidden, means Avodas Hashem is a constant search, a constant quest. It can never be a routine. It can never be a routine. It can never be that you're going through, you have a routine. Avodas Hashem is you're always looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you go to shul to daven in the morning, you have to be looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you come to the Beis Medrash to learn Torah, you have to be looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you have to look for Him. You have to find Him. Because in Olam Hazeh He's hidden. And that's why it's called Olam. Milashon Ha'alama. Helem Echot. So it's taka true, we come into this world taka analogous to the child who is abandoned as a baby and adopted as a baby. The chasde Hashem are behaleh. But the entire thrust of our avodas Hashem is to penetrate that facade and to see through it. That gufa is the essence of avodas Hashem. And when you realize that, you'll understand something that we all know, unfortunately, from first-hand experience. We understand the two biggest obstacles or dangers to Avodas Hashem. So the first one we understand intuitively. The second one we don't fully understand intuitively. The first danger or obstacle is becoming preoccupied with material, secular pursuits when they become an end in itself. What the Rambam calls Havle Hazman. Havle Hazman. Life's dreams are defined in material terms. That's Havle Hazman. When what you dream of is a certain financial bracket, that's Havle Hazman. That's Havle Hazman. So we understand that. We understand that if a person is preoccupied with accumulating wealth or accumulating honor, or accumulating prestige, or accumulating power, and satisfying his ego. So we understand how even though that person may pro forma be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, we understand that in the real, truest sense of the word, he's never going to be a real Oved Hashem. But we understand very intuitively. We assume, however, that if someone's a Ben Yeshiva, and he's sitting, and he's learning, and he's involved most, if not all the day, with Torah and Mitzvahs. So we assume that that person, by definition, just by his very involvement, is an Oved Hashem. And yet, sometimes we look in the mirror and we spend the day. You get up in the morning, you go daven, spend the day learning, you go to shir, you go to night seder, We do it day in, day out, day in, day out. And somehow at the end of the week, at the end of the month, at the end of this month, you don't feel any difference. You don't feel any difference. You don't feel like you advanced in Avodas Hashem. Maybe you know a little bit more. You don't feel like you advanced in Avodas Hashem. So how can that be? Mela, you were working till 11 o'clock at night to advance yourself in your professional field, to accumulate wealth. You understand? You understand why you didn't advance in Avodas Hashem. But how can this be? How can it be? A Ben Yeshiva, how can it be? A Ben Torah Yeshiva, how can it be? The answer is that even when a person's involved, even when a person's involved with Torah and mitzvahs, if it's done mechanically, if it's done on automatic pilot, you get up every morning. What are you done? You know, she's got it. You know, you get up in the morning. So you say Modani and you wash Megalasa and you go to shul and you daven, and that's your routine. That's your routine. And the same way, after davening you eat breakfast, so before breakfast you daven. That's part of your routine. And after breakfast you go to seder. That's your routine. And you learn. And then you go to lunch and then you come to shir and then you have your routine. You have your routine. You have to be looking through the Ribono Shel Olam 24 hours a day. In Olam Hazeh, less from Paleng, you have to be looking through the Ribono Shel Olam. Otherwise you don't see him. He's there. Less Asar Ponoi Mineh, everywhere, at all times, but in Olam Hazeh, Miloshon Ha'aleng. Even when involved in Torah and mitzvahs will let you see the Ribono Shel Olam if you're looking for him. But you can be involved in Torah and mitzvahs, but if you're not looking for the Ribono Shel Olam, because Torah and mitzvahs became your routine, so then you don't find it. You don't find it. And then you end up with the paradox, which we don't understand, and yet we all know firsthand that it's true, that you can be involved in learning and in mitzvahs, but you don't sense spiritual progress. So the answer is this yisod, that we're analogous to the child who takes things for granted, or more clearly and vividly in the assault of the Kedusha Arim, of Olam Hazeh. So the answer is, even when involved with Torah and mitzvahs, even when you're sitting, even when involved with Torah and mitzvahs, you have to get up in the morning, and you're going to daven, not because it's your routine, you're going to daven yidfah b'das Hashem. You're going to find the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what you're going for, not because it's your routine, not because you did it yesterday. Because this morning when you get up, you want to go meet the Ribono Shel Olam. That's why you're running to shul. What they say in the name of the Chozer, they ask him why he davened somewhat later in the morning. He didn't daven so early in the morning. Because it was known that he got up very early in the morning. Yet he didn't daven so late. They ask him, what are you doing so long? Why don't you daven early? What are you davening later for? He says, we get up, so the same old honey, and we wash Nagalasa, we go to shul for morning. He says, why don't you do that? What takes you so long? He says, I don't do anything that you don't do. He says, I do the same thing you do. Get up in the morning, I get the same old honey. So I say, Moda, I stop. What does it really mean to have Hodorah to Ribono Shel Olam? What does it really mean not just to say it superficially? What does it mean to feel it, to experience? Then I say, I, so who am I? Who am I? What am I? So that was Nemiyat only. If Nemiyat also did Din Mechadim, I think who am I? What am I? Lufanecha. What does it mean to be presence of the Ribono Shel Olam? He says, by the time I finish saying Mother Ani, he says, I go down right away. It just takes me a long time.
And so I'm going to study about that. So we have to get up in the morning and not go to shul because we're from Jews. And the routine is first thing in the morning you go to shul. So chas v'shalom, not to minimize the importance of that. But you have to get up every morning and go to shul, not because I went to shul yesterday, not because it's my established routine, because keep going. Elcha, yedrufa l'da'as Hashem. Running to shul, to a mikvas ma'at, to have the opportunity to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tefillah. And then after that, when we come to the Beis Medrash in the morning, so I'm not supposed to go to the Beis Medrash because that's my routine. Because 9 o'clock in the morning, Seder begins, I go to the Beis Medrash. No, we're running. Taras Hashem Tzmima, Meshivas Nafesh. The way to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through learning Torah. So that's why I'm going to the Beis Medrash. Still, coincidentally, I went to the Beis Medrash yesterday for the same reason. But I'm not doing it today out of routine. I'm doing it today out of the same conscious decision. It's not my routine. Doing it for the same reason, because I'm looking for the Rebbe's role. And if we'll look, so then you see through the world. You see through the world to what the Chiddush Elim calls the Nekuda HaPnimus. And you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. But you have to look. You have to look. So Sam says, the Grand Brach says, the din is when you come into a shul, so you have to come in Shiur Shnei Pesachim. That's how far into the shul you're supposed to go. You're not supposed to stand and daven at the... Sam says, may I understand, Shiur Pesach Echad. You can't stand mamish at the door. You have to go into the shul. It reflects this notion that you have to look and quest, you have to penetrate to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't just stand at the surface, on the outside and expect to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to penetrate, you have to go in. Once Pshat Shiur Shnei Pesachim. That is, that as much as a person has penetrated, and as much as he senses HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life, so he's supposed to realize that he has to penetrate even more. He has to see through the Olam Hazeh. He has to peel away, what you peeled away one layer, you're more aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in your life and in the world. So he has to be nifnas, you should always know there's another Pesach to go. You have to become even more acutely aware. There's another layer of Olam Hazeh to be peeled away to become even more acutely and keenly aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avodas Hashem means a life of Torah and mitzvahs, but it means a life of Torah and mitzvahs as a conscious quest to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just as a routine and a way of a life, but as a conscious quest. Every day you decide, again, every day it's a new decision, why are you going to shul? It's not just out of routine. Every day, it's a new decision, you're going to shul. Every day you're going to say that again, not out of a routine.